Today to speak out of Geshmak Akasha, also Litein Revach, being partial to partial, because we're about to start a completely new sugyo, and that is the Maharaj Tzchias brings Akasha that he says he heard when he was a young child. A real charifus dig Akasha. We know it says in the Torah that if an Odoin has an Evet Kanani and he knocks out his Shein or his Ayin, or one of his other Chaf Dalid Rashi Evarim, Rashi says. But if he knocks out, he injures his Shein Va'ayin, so the halach is that the Evet goes L'cheres. So the Maharaj Tzchias says that he heard a Geshmak Akasha. The Kasha he heard was, is how do you understand it, Pasha? Pasha, you understand that this Eved Nebuchadnezzar in his Avdos, now that you heard him and you amazik him, so because of the fact that you heard him and you amazik him, so therefore he gets this get out card. So now all of a sudden he's able to leave his slavery. It's a silver lining. It's a compensation for the fact that this person was just injured and hurt in a very, very severe way. So said this shayo, that Bishloim, according to the Chachamim, that it's a schus for an Eved Kanani to go L'cheiris. I understand it. The math works. That this person is an Eved. Now, because of the fact that he was injured B'Shem V'Ayin, so he's going to get a bonus. You know what the bonus is? You're going to go free. But according to Rav Meir, that Chayvu L'Eved, Shiyotzu L'Chayrin, see, Imamish adding insult to injury. That's literally what you're doing. Because here, this person got injured, and not just that. Well, you got injured, now we're going to let you free. This guy's like, seriously, my whole life is falling apart. Not only can you see missing a tooth, now all of a sudden, and he has to go free, he has to marry a Baschayr, and this is not what he wants. So fake this shoyl that Maschia says he heard when he was a young child, that Lechayruf Avdo Befkeir Nichle, and it's a choy for an ever to go Lechayr, is how do you understand the parish of Shein Vayin? And he's Meir, he says, Avada, it's not a kasha, but just the hergish of it, in the spirit, it feels a little bit like the Chayrus of the Shein Vayin is a compensation for what happened to him. That's makes sense if it's a good thing, but if it's a bad thing, how would you understand it? So said Maharaj Tzchias, that even though Rav Meir holds that it's a choif for an eved to go l'cheres, but it's mavur in the Rishonim and the Achronim that that's not always the case. Tosfos, second Tosfos on the Yom, Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, asks Akasha, the imtoimer, eved Yisrael, to lo nichalei b'afkeiro, an eved katan Yisrael, skip the main word. If you have a katan, who's an eved Yisrael, who doesn't have yet the svara of avda, why not? The whole reason, according to Rav Meir, by an Eved Yisrael, the reason we say it's a chayv is because Avdu Befkei Renichalei, a katan wasn't tam isa yet, tam of arayas. And if that's the case, so over there, lechayr should be a schos. And Tosfos Zanu Chanami, v'yeshloima the moider Rav Meir be'eved katan Yisrael. True. Eved katan Yisrael, that's going to be the halacha. Maharaj Tzchias was mitzayin a tshuva from the Noida B'Yehuda. And this is in Eben Ezer, Madura Tinyana, Simen Kuf Yud, where the Noida B'Yehuda said that it's pasha to him, that even according to Rav Meir, that if it's a choyv to be meshachar in Eved, but if you would have a chatzi Eved, chatzi ben choyrin, where Beshame and Besul argued what exactly he's supposed to do with this person, but a chatzi Eved, chatzi ben choyrin, it's pasha, even Rav Meir would be moida to schos. Why? Because Lisa Shivchei in the Yachal, Lisa Shivchei in the Yachal. So you don't have the whole time of the Gemara of Avdu Befkeir and Ichle. But Akoponim, Maharaj Tzchias said that you see from here, that even though Rav Meir holds that it's a choyv for an Eved to go l'cheres, not always. Not always. You have to look at each individual case. An Eved katan shel Yisrael? No. Chatzi Eved chatzi ben chayrin? Also not. So he said, Yesh Shloimah, the Gemara says that the only time an Eved goes out b'shem v'ayin is if the Odoin had kavana to be mazakin. But let's say the Odoin was a dentist, I don't know, and then he accidentally knocked out his Shein, or something along those lines. In those cases, you wouldn't have the halacha. It has to be kavanosi lahazik. But if he doesn't have kavanah to be mazikim, that's not going to be the halacha. That means the Eved that's yoytzel l'cheres b'shem v'ayin is an Eved of an Odoin who poshit try knocking his tooth out. The kachava. Said Maharaj Tzchias, I think that even Rav Meir would be moida, that if you're an Eved of Azar Odoin, it's zichur eschus v'du b'yoytzel l'cheres. And being that we already have a precedent from Tosfos, and then hundreds of years later from the Noida B'Yehuda, that it's not 100% guaranteed that in every single situation the halacha is that it's going to be considered a chayv. You have to look at each individual situation, and there'll be times that it's actually going to be a schos. Well, if there are cases that it's a schos, look, Maharaj Tzchias, I think it's pasha, this would be a schos, and he says this would maybe be a teretz, this geshmak akasha that he heard, kat havina talya.